Good morning, class. You are welcome once again to Government Lesson. The last time we met, we started discussing the African unity. We discussed when this organization was formed, the process that led to the formation of the African unity, the main objectives or the main aims for the formation of the African unity, and so on and so forth. This morning, we are discussing the various achievements of the African unity. Achievements of the African unity. First achievement is promotion of democratic and good governance within member states. Promotion of democratic and good governance within member states. The AU, since its formation, has strengthened democratic institutions within member states by assisting many countries to conduct free and fair elections. When I say free and fair elections, I hope you understand it. That is, elections that is free from any malpractice or irregularities. So all elections that are free from rigging, gerrymandering, intimidation, and so on and so on and so forth are referred to as free and fair elections. So since the formation of the African unity, it has assisted member countries to organize free and fair elections. The AU provides electoral assistance, like provision of electoral materials, and at times or they also dispatches election observers to several member states during elections. So during the 2016 election in Ghana, AU brought their election observers, and their duty is to observe how the election is being conducted in member state. So through the formation of the African unity, it has promoted the democratic and good governance within member states. Achievement number two, peacekeeping operations. As we said earlier on when we were discussing the United Nations, we also discussed this one under the OAU. All these organizations embark on peacekeeping operations. You will see that the African Union undertake peacekeeping operations in war-torn countries to restore peace and order. So countries that are war-prone, the AU will make sure that they embark on peacekeeping operations to restore peace and order in such countries. Most conflict zones in Africa have benefited from the AU's peacekeeping operations. So, as we said, under the UN and then the OAU, the same thing, the AU also embark on peacekeeping operations in several countries within its jurisdiction. Achievement number three, economic achievement. This was also discussed under the United Nations organization. Through the various financial institutions, like the African Investment Bank, AIB, the African Monetary Fund, AMF, and the African Central Bank, ACB, the Union provides financial assistance and technical advice to member states. So in case any member states need assistance financially, the organization or the AU is there, and through these banks that I just mentioned, they will assist that country financially. Apart from the financial assistance, they also give technical advice to member states on how to manage their finances in their countries. This goes a long way to enhance the economic growth and development of member states. So when you get that financial assistance from the AU, and also you get the technical advice, it will assist you and to enhance your development in your country. Now, let's move on to the fourth achievement. Caring for refugees. Caring for refugees. The AU caters for refugees by providing them with relief items like food, shelter, clothing, medicines, and others. As we said under the UN, the same thing, the AU also cares for the refugees in member countries. It also provides special assistance to victims of disasters throughout the African continent. So whenever there was any natural disaster within member countries, the AU will provide assistance to those people because they are in need. So they also cares for refugees in member states. Achievement number 5, maintenance of peace and order. Maintenance of peace and order. The AU, since its formation, has shown much commitment to the maintenance of peace in Africa. The member states of the AU have shown readiness to support activities of the Union, mediation and arbitration activities. So whenever there's any misunderstanding, whenever there's any conflict among member states, the AU will come in and then settle that conflict or settle that misunderstanding amicably through arbitration or through mediation. That is democratic means. There's no way the AU will sit for two member countries to embark on in conflict. So the AU will come in and then make sure they get peace and order in the African continent. So that is another achievement of the AU. Last achievement, but not the least, common platform for African leaders. Common platform for African leaders. The AU has created a common platform for African political leaders to exchange ideas on how to solve the numerous socioeconomic problems of Africa. So there is a common platform created by the AU where all African leaders will meet, and then they will bring out their ideas, they will bring out their views whenever a problem that needs to be solved arises. So African political leaders will have one platform where they will bring out their views, their ideas on the solution to the various socioeconomic problems facing the African continent. Such problems include protracted conflicts, abject poverty, and so on and so forth. So they all come together, bring their ideas together, and then they will solve such problems. Now let's look at problems facing the African unity. Problems of AU. As you know, the first problem would be what? Financial problem or financial constraint. Because all organizations in the world are bordered or are faced by financial problem. So it is not a new thing. AU is also faced by financial problems. Why? Because member countries or member states do not pay their annual dues on time. So due to that, it becomes very difficult for them to embark on their problems, embark on their activities on the African continent. So such things happen and it becomes a problem for the organization. This is largely because of the inability of member states to pay their assessed contributions on time. As a result of this, the AU finds it very difficult to carry out most of its policies and programs effectively due to its weak financial standing. So even some personnel some cover personnel that need to be recruited, that need to be maintained by the AU so that they can embark on their activities effectively. Because of financial problem, those people will have to stop and they cannot maintain them and become a problem faced by the African unity. Number two, border disputes. Border disputes. The AU is also faced with several border disputes and at times result into conflicts. So you will see border disputes between maybe Ghana and Togo, maybe Ghana and Nigeria, maybe Ghana and Burkina Faso. So all these problems are being faced by the AU. Border dispute between two member states or member countries. For instance, we can make mention of Ethiopia and Somalia. There was a border dispute between Ethiopia and then Somalia. Nigeria and Cameroon. Nigeria and then Cameroon. There's also a border problem that is persisting between Nigeria and then Cameroon. Such protracted border dispute and undermine the AU's effort to achieve greater unity of the African continent. So this dispute becomes a problem. The AU needs unity on the African continent, but because of this problem, they cannot get such unity. Another problem is language barrier. Language barrier. Member states of the AU are divided on linguistic lines. This is due to the variety of languages spoken on the African continent. Based on this, member states find it extremely difficult to communicate effectively in order to agree on many issues. So some will speak English, some will speak French, and then others. There are several languages that are spoken on the African continent. Due to that, it becomes very difficult. If maybe a leader is having a very, very good idea, how to channel or how to communicate that idea to the other leaders becomes a problem. So due to language barrier, Africans are not able to get that unity that they needed, because there are several languages speaking on the African continent and it's a problem faced by the organization. Ideological differences. This was one of the problems we discussed under the United Nations organization. Member countries are having different ideological practices. They have different ideologies that affect the effectiveness of the African unity. Ideological differences affect the operations and harmony within the African Union. This is because it is always very difficult to reach consensus among countries with capitalist ideas and those with socialist ideas. So member countries who are for capitalist ideas or capitalist persuasion will always want the union to move towards that line. And those who have socialist ideas will also wish that the organization or the African Union toe that line. So due to the differences in their ideologies, it becomes a problem for them to reach effective consensus when it comes to solving of problem in the organization. The incident of poverty, famine, and diseases. The incident of poverty, famine, and diseases. The AU has not been able to reduce poverty among member states. Yes, this is very true. Most member states are poor. They don't have enough resources to increase their standard of what? Living. And hence result in famine of their members or their people in their countries. And at times lead to what? Several what? Epidemics or diseases which affects member country because of what? The inability to sustain their people. African states continue to wallow in abject poverty, which hinders economic growth and development on the continent. So poverty, famine, and disease is also one of the problems being faced by the AU, because they are not able to solve that problem among member states, and it is one of the problems faced by the union. Political instability and conflict within member states. Political instability and conflict among member states. The African Union finds it difficult to deal with the numerous internal conflicts within some member states. This has also heightened the alarming refugee situation on the continent. Today, conflict between this country and that country. Today, political instability in this country. This party overthrowing this country. A whole lot of coup d'etats among member states. And it's a problem facing the union. And they are not able to resolve that problem. For example, areas like Sudan, Somalia, Egypt, Libya, Cote d'Ivoire, and others, there's always internal conflict. There's always political instability among member states, and it has resulted in a whole lot of issues confronted by the African Union. Now, class, let's look at some organs of the African Union. This one, I will not explain. I'll give it to you as a reading assignment. You read their powers and functions, or functions performed by this various organ. So you take it as reading assignment and then you read it. We will make mention of the Assembly of Heads of State and Government. The Assembly of Heads of State and Government, that's one of the organs of the African Union. We can also make mention of the Executive Council. They have Executive Council who meets to discuss problems confronted by the Union. We have the AU Commission. We also have the Permanent Representatives Committee, PRC. We can mention of Pan-African Parliament, PAP. Pan-African Parliament is also one of the organs of the African Union. Peace and Security Council. We also have Peace and Security Council, one of the organs. And then the last one, but not the least, is the Specialized Technical Committees. These are the various organs of the African Union. This ends the lesson for today and bring us to the end of the African Union. AU. Your questions, contributions, comments are all welcome. Stay blessed and stay safe. Good morning.